You're listening to LCC Alumni Stories, a show dedicated to highlighting the amazing alumni of Lansing Community College. I'm Steve Robinson, president of LCC, and on each episode, I have the awesome privilege of getting to know one of our many inspiring alums and hearing about their experiences at and since leaving LCC. The LCC alumni community is expansive and far-reaching. They're an incredibly diverse group of people representative of all walks of life, working in hundreds of industries across the country. LCC Alumni Stories shines a bright light on alumni who make positive contributions to their communities and showcases those who have overcome obstacles and barriers to achieve academic and personal success. These are their dynamic stories. My guest today is Chelsea Van. She attended LCC as an international student from 1998 to 2001. Chelsea currently works as an academic success coach at LCC. Welcome to the show, Chelsea.
Hi, thank you, Dr. Robinson, and thank you for having me.
Oh, I'm delighted to have you, and it's really wonderful to have you on the show, and I want to hear about your experience as a student, particularly as an international student. But before we get to your alumni story, tell me a little bit about what you do here at LCC. You are an academic success coach, right?
Yes, I am.
How long have you had that job?
I have that job since day one. I'm very fortunate to be selected for the first five hiring in. And so I started on February the 6th, 2017. And the five of us, I think now Sarah and I are the two original left. But
that's fantastic. So for our listeners, our Academic Success Coach program is a few years old, but you were one of the very first. So one of the first five.
Yes, I am.
That's great. The original five. So you've been with our academic success coaching program from the beginning. Tell me a little bit about how it's changed over the last 5 years or so.
The change is amazing. Mm-hmm. I witnessed a transformation of this program from scratch. Like, we start from scratch, basically.
Right.
And we aim to be a national model for all community colleges. So it is amazing transformation from a team building, putting more staff in, up to 18 coaches.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so we're at 18 coaches right now.
Because there's a movement of staff resigning to go to another university, or they have opportunity and whatnot. But 18 coaches, two managers, and a director.
Right. And so you got to be there from the ground floor. You've seen it develop over time. Tell me about the impact of this program. What kinds of things do you and your colleagues do for our students?
The impact, I think it's very significant, mm-hmm. because every single student that build a relationship with coaches and faculty members as well, everyone told us that they are so glad that they have us here to be a focal contact person for students, but also a liaison between different departments. So we are be able to provide student with wrap-up service. And many students, especially international student, global student community, keep telling me, like, I am so glad you're here to help me through the transition. And I love that part. That's a population, special population that I'm dealing with. So international student and global student, but all the liberal arts student as well, who's under my helping, taking care of them.
Right. So I heard you say two things. One is that you provide focus for students, right? I'm assuming that's about their goals, the things they want to achieve here. But then you also use this important word liaison. You get to help that student connect with all the various pieces and parts of LCC, right? Because we're a big organization, lots of little departments and moving parts. You help kind of smooth that out for students, don't you?
Yes. Yes, we do. We help student advocate for themselves, but also teach student not only just academic skill building, accountability, but also help them to ask for what they need, you know, be an advocate for themselves. And I would say to many students, like, if you run into any issue or barrier on campus or off campus, if you think of me, I think the program is very successful because I will help you navigate on campus and also off campus resources, and I'll be your cheerleader. I can be your accountability partner to make sure that you reach your potential and academic goal.
I love all of that. And one thing I want to amplify from what you just said, it sounds like you directly help students with these things, but maybe more than that is you help them build capacity to do these things on their own.
Yes, we do. I think because from my experience, I also work for CAMWA, Michigan Works.
Oh, yeah, so, CAMWA, right? Yes. That's it. C-A-M-W-S. Capital Area Michigan Works. I've been here for 2 years, but I'm still learning all our acronyms, right?
Yes.
CAMWA.
So I sometimes help students. We have a career services center, but I sometimes also take an opportunity to help students with employability, mm-hmm. Not just academic skill, but life skills sometimes if they need it, and be a listening ears. And make them feel comfortable. And once they are in LCC, join the program, join our college, I want to make them feel comfortable and belong. So I think that's important.
I think it's important too. That's our tagline, right? You belong here.
Yes.
So you mentioned that one of the student populations you work with is international global students. That's probably a good transition to talking about your story. You came to LCC as an international student in 1998?
Yes.
Yeah, tell me that story. How did you come to LCC? Where did you come from? And what was that like for you?
I originally came from Phnom Penh, Cambodia. Mm-hmm. And I worked for the U.S. government before I came here, called United States Agency for International Development.
Okay.
That's how I make connection to my former boss, where she would like to help support women, to empower women. So she said, you need to study and take the test, TOEFL test, and try to study abroad, go to the U.S. and be an international student there. So I did that, and she sponsored. And so I came in the fall 1998 to LCC. I started my first semester at LCC as an international student.
So you worked for USAID, right?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And did you come straight to Michigan, or were you in a different part of the country coming from Phnom Penh?
I came first to Houston, Texas.
Really?
I have an uncle and an aunt that migrate after the genocide in the 80s to Houston. So they live in Katy, Texas, 45 minutes outside of Houston.
Right.
And I was there for 2 semesters on my intensive English. And apparently things didn't work out. They couldn't support. So I called up my former boss, Farron, and said I didn't want to return home and I would like to pursue my higher education. How would I do that? They said, don't worry, just come to Lansing, Michigan, go to LCC and look for a job and we'll help you out. So they put me up, provide me room and board until I complete my associate degree at LCC and also earn my bachelor from Michigan State.
That is fantastic. And I want to hear more about that. You did mention, though, the very, very tumultuous and terrible times in your home country, right? So
yes.
Am I right in assuming that the genocide and the tragedy that happened in Cambodia had something to do with you relocating to the United States? Was it after that you and your family came?
Yes. The Khmer Rouge genocide took over
right.
April 19, 1975, mm-hmm. and it lasted until January 1979. That's when everything demolished. We returned to year zero. No, I think we had like 10 professors left for the whole country.
It was a purge of that society, wasn't it?
Society, academic and all of that. So that's when I lost my only brother and my father and my mother with 4 daughters after the
Chelsea,
war.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, and I know that's part of your story. I'm sorry to dwell on it, but it seems that you coming here was a real transformation for you, right? After after the almost unimaginable tragedy of what happened in the 70s. So you, first you come to Texas, and then there's great opportunity for you in Lansing. Tell me about your first days here. What was it like as an international student here when you arrived in the late 90s?
It was very exciting. Okay. It was very exciting. I remember when the plane landed in Houston, it was like, wow, this is America. Even at night, it looked kind of excited. So Yes. And it's like, and before I know it, wow, it's as hot as Houston, as hot as Cambodia. But I love my classes that in like Houston Community College mm-hmm. as well that I attended. And I love those classes.
And Houston Community College is big.
Yes.
This last week I was at a conference. I spent most of it with the current chancellor of Houston Community College. Oh. He told me that at one point they had well over 100,000 students.
Wow.
I mean, far in excess of that. It's a huge system. So you started taking classes there, but then you relocated to Lansing.
I relocated to Lansing. I didn't know anything about the family I'm about to live with, and also know nothing about Michigan weather. So I'm in a nice surprise when it snows. I've never seen snow in my life. So
very different from Cambodia and
very
Houston.
Different and Houston. So, but I was so excited. So my host parent, Roberta, she brought me the next week to LCC and register and then look for a job right away. So I found a job to work for a student affairs office with the dean's office as a student employee.
So you worked here in addition to going to school.
Yes, I worked.
That's a wonderful story. So did you study and what was your associate's degree in?
I was not sure what I would like to do. So I was just tested out like what I know what I would like for a bachelor degree, but for an associate, I was like, I just need to take all the classes and see if I can transfer to Michigan State University.
Right.
So after a year of language study and also 2 years, I received my associate degree and it's undecided at that time. It should be liberal arts, but it's undecided at that time. So
it's like
transfer.
A general studies
general
pathway,
study.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And what was the transition like, your transfer experience from here to Michigan State?
It was a little bit of a shock for the classroom and an auditorium size from one-on-one.
I took classes in those same. I'm also an alum of Michigan State. Big lecture halls, hundreds of people, right?
Yes, yes.
So that must have been different.
It was different, but the James Madison College for the university, mm-hmm. It's small enough. I don't live in a dorm like other students, so I don't really build connection there. But I have a community at the Writing Center because before I leave LCC, I also work at the Writing Center with Jill Recklin.
Yes.
So I transferred to the Writing Center at MSU, and I have another community and friend there. So I spend a lot of time hanging out at the Writing Center and provide tutoring. But writing.
We have that in common. Not only do I know Professor Reglin really well, we worked together at another community college where I worked at the Writing Center. And when I was a student at Michigan State, I made use of the Writing Center as well. So not only did I work in one, I used one. So we have that in common. So so your bachelor's is James Madison?
Yes.
What a great place.
I received a bachelor in international relations in, I think, their work from USAID and 7 years of nonprofit organization before I joined USAID. I worked for 7 years after my high school in 1990. So it provided me the foundation and also allowed me to want to be in that profession.
Right. Well, and I can picture, because I had lots of friends at James Madison. I actually had a writing gig over there in one of the research institutes when I was a grad student. You must have been a real source of knowledge among your students, right? Because a lot of the James Madison students are probably maybe from the United States, from Michigan, have a pretty standard background, traditional college age, right? And you come to an international studies program with not just an international background, but a really comprehensive one, having worked at USAID and made your journey from Cambodia to here. Did you find your professors to be very interested in your background?
Yes, we have interesting class discussions because I think one of the minors, I think I have a minor in political and social economic development in the third world, or I shouldn't call it the third world, in South Asia, developing country.
Developing country.
Developing country.
We'd have to ask our faculty what the appropriate term is now, but I know what you're talking about, the developing world or in that part of the world.
The less developed country.
There we go.
So it was, we create good debate, good discussion in class. So I really enjoy my time there. It's difficult. It's challenging for me because the language skill, I have to say sometimes I pull an all-nighter writing essays for my classes, uh-huh. or exit papers and stuff like that. But it's a well of knowledge, all the professor around there too. And I can go back and talk a little bit about my experience, actually, the 3-year at LCC as well, if you'd like to.
Yeah, I would. So, but it sounds like on the language front that you made use of the Writing Center at both LCC and Michigan State. Talk to me a little bit about those years at LCC, though. So, you know, this is before you transferred to James Madison. What was it like being a student? What kind of support and help did you get here to help you be successful as an international student?
It is amazing. It was amazing support. I wouldn't make it to MSU if I did not have the support of LCC community and my host family. Mm-hmm. I'm also a recipient of the foundation scholarship.
Excellent.
So I'm grateful for that. And all the professors at LCC that I take classes from, they care.
Yes.
So I remember my first year, I can list all my professors for reading and writing classes, like Professor Steve Hopkins, Dr. Alan Mars, and Trudy Carpenter is one of the special instructors for my confidential and writing class. That's where I produce a piece where I submit it. She encouraged me to submit it for a competition. That's how it got published in a college textbook writing.
Wait a minute. We need to talk about that. So one of your professors encouraged you to enter a writing competition.
Yes.
Right. And you shared with me that when you were an LCC student that I'm imagining that writing wasn't the most comfortable. You probably did not view it as a strength of yours, right?
No.
So talk to me about this writing contest. What did your professor encourage you to do? And I'd love to hear the story.
I love it. It's like a second semester and the very first basic writing class. So I wrote a piece about the challenges I've overcome to come to the U.S. to earn a higher education.
Uh-huh.
So when Trudy read the piece, she encouraged me, she cares, she encouraged me to put into publication, to compete for publication with the Townsend Press Foundation,
okay,
where they publish a couple version of it. And so I did, and I won a second prize for that. And they gave, I think it's a lot at that time, for $1,500 toward scholarship towards school.
That is a good, that's yes. A great writing award. Excellent. Congratulations.
Thank you. And they also gave you like a royalty, you call it, right? Mm-hmm, like when
sure.
they publish, yeah. Every time they publish, they will give you a little bit of money on the side for that.
That's because you're a published author. That's real
you.
Work that you did.
I'm so grateful for her. And the next writing class also, writing 2021 and 130. 132, which mm-hmm. is a honor composition with Professor Tim Mengs, also amazing. But mm-hmm. Trudy cares so much, not just encouraged me to apply. So happy when I won it. And I think it's her father, I'm not sure, also provides scholarship money. It's anonymous. So I am so thankful. So that is like a full support from many instructors, colleagues, that I build a relationship with. That's how I came back to work here. It's amazing.
I love hearing stories like that. And there are a couple things that really kind of warm my heart about what you shared with me. First is, at any community college, but particularly LCC, you encounter these very caring people, caring faculty, caring staff. And it sounds like you weren't even done listing people, right? You had all these folks who helped you out, and they made a real difference in your life.
They do. Like Professor Jill Recklin I was introduced to her by my writing instructor. Mm-hmm. So that's how I connected and work at the Writing Center with the grade that you're in, and you can compete to apply for the Writing Center. So that's where I work and also build a relationship with her. Yeah. And we become colleague and friend.
That I was going to ask you about that. So the one thing I would tell you, and I know you've already figured this out, is one of the most moving ways to pay tribute or to give thanks to folks who help you out like that is to do amazing work like you're doing. I know for
Thank
a fact
you.
That all these professors and staff members that you talked about, their very favorite thing is seeing you grow and develop and achieve your goals. And boy, you sure have done that. So I'm sure that you've made them very happy. But I wanted to come back to that colleague piece. Not only did you benefit from their help and develop and succeed, but you came back and you're one of their colleagues now. What's it like to work alongside these folks who helped you get where you are today?
It's exciting and such an honor. When I came back, I think that's how I also told students many times that during your time here, be active. Get involved. If you work on campus, it's an opportunity to networking and build relationship. Mm-hmm. You never know. One day you will be able to, you know, come back and rejoin the organization and the institution. So, yes. So I came back in 2014, May, mm-hmm. and I worked for Professor Bill Ragland again in the Writing Center.
Excellent.
For almost a year before I joined the Learning Commons to be a professional tutor for their reading, writing, and ESOL classes.
Wow. Well, we are so glad you're back. And it's a wonderful story. You know, before we end our conversation, Chelsea, you know, as we move through this phase of the pandemic, one of the things that a number of us are thinking about is ways to attract students who wouldn't necessarily come to LCC. And I wonder what your thoughts are about how we can be supportive of and attractive to international students. You have a special lens on this, given your own experience. What kinds of things do we need to make sure we're doing to be attractive to international students?
I love the question. And I think we have many opportunities to do that. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of marketing also, it helps.
Okay.
Once the campus open fully again, mm-hmm. Anything with international club that invites students to join and share the experience with the local student. But also, we are smaller campus, like smaller institution compared to a four-year university. So we provide a one-on-one, closer, like type kind of education that they're not just a number.
Right.
So, and I think the price, you can't beat community college for the price that you start and
right.
here. And it's a great place to transfer to, take all the classes you want and then transfer to at a university with a decent cost.
So one of the things I hear you saying is that we should probably toot our own horn about some things that we
yes.
already have going for us,
yes.
right? Smaller class size, very you know, superior wraparound services.
Yes.
But also something that's maybe a little more informal and a little smaller than a big research university.
Yes, that's what we do. We have I wouldn't change anything on my journey here, and I would tell international student that I work with, like if they were talking about I would like my brother and sister and my friend to attend, I'm like, yes, this is the right move. Please do. From my experience, you benefit greatly. Great education, great quality education with professors and instructor that care so much about you, not just you know, you're not just a number, but they care not just about your academic, but they want to see you grow and be successful on your endeavor.
Yeah, and we do. We really, really do. And I'm glad to hear you say that because, you know, in the coming years, I'm very interested to see how LCC can grow and develop in these areas, particularly with international students, either attracting international students here, or providing international study away, study abroad programs for existing students. And then in another way, I think it's important that we have activities about our global context and our international situation or context for all students
yes.
so that we can see that there is a world outside of Lansing Community College.
Definitely, definitely. It's a cultural exchange. It's a huge benefit.
Well, speaking of huge benefit, we benefit hugely from you being here, Chelsea. So
thank
not
you.
Only because of your international experience, but because of your story. I really think that your journey of from Cambodia to Houston to Lansing and LCC and then on to Michigan State, that really helps our students. So I really want to say thank you for all that you do for our students and for coming back.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah. LCC Alumni Stories is recorded, engineered, and produced by Steve Robinson on LCC's downtown campus. The soundtrack is licensed through DeWolf Music and was performed by Ian McCanty. Thanks for listening. Tune in to future episodes and to learn more about what our alumni have been up to. If you're an LCC alum and you want to share your story, send me an email at steve.robinson@lcc.edu. Until next time, keep learning. This has been LCC Connect, Voices, Vibes, Vision.